Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States recognizes the importance of its partnerships with its neighbors and friends in the Western Hemisphere. Our partnerships in this region are vital to our economic competitiveness and our ability to solve our shared security challenges, said U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan at a gathering of the Organization of American States. The United States strongly supports the role of the Organization of American States and is committed to its success. The OAS mission in Colombia plays a critical role in monitoring the implementation of the peace process and ensuring commitments are met. And the U.S. is proud to support the OAS mission against corruption in Honduras and hopes that other nations will demonstrate this type of aggressive anti-corruption effort. With regard to the worsening situation in Venezuela, the United States remains committed to working with OAS member states to help find a peaceful, democratic, and lasting solution to the political and economic crisis there. We've all been alarmed by the dramatic deterioration of democratic norms in Venezuela, as well as the attendant violence in which many people have died, said Deputy Secretary Sullivan. As neighbors and fellow citizens of the Americas, we can no longer stand by and watch this suffering, nor can we ignore the denial of basic freedoms like freedom of assembly, freedom of expression, and political participation. The responsibility falls to us to show the kind of leadership the people of our hemisphere deserve. The United States has joined with the growing number of democracies to urge the Venezuelan government to promptly hold free, fair, and credible elections, respect the Constitution and the National Assembly, provide for the immediate and unconditional release of all political prisoners, and tend to the humanitarian needs of the Venezuelan people. Our common goal remains, said Deputy Secretary Sullivan, to help the people of Venezuela return to peace and prosperity with the full restoration of the rule of law and respect for freedom, political expression, and participation.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.